Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
$1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Check. That's check. Enter it now.
All right. Back with Eddie and Rocky. Gearing up for the weekend, homeboy.
Yeah, that line changed, Ed.
That's big now.
That's big. It was Bengals -2.5 yesterday, today, and this is after the Patrick Mahomes press conference, and Andy Reid gave his little talk via Zoom. Now the Sharks have moved it to Chiefs -1. A little more confidence going into the Chiefs side here.
Because right before I came here, I saw an article that was posted from ESPN that said, Mahomes looks to be 100%. Now, you don't think that didn't make the line hop a little bit?
Well, and they're like, well, he was a full participant in practice.
Right.
Let me just tell you, having been on the inside, okay, if he's out there and he has a pulse and he's not sleeping in the corner, they'll mark you down as full participant in practice. Okay, so that
makes sense.
Tell me much. But now, with all that said, I fully expect him to play and be healthy in this. I believe Andy Reid was talking. Mahomes had a high ankle injury in 2019 that was worse than this one. And 6 days later, Patrick Mahomes threw for over 400 yards. So,
wow,
there you go.
All right, well, let's talk about a full participant in Kansas City right now.
And by that, I mean, this guy is on 24 hours a day. I can't turn on a TV or a radio program or anything, national or local, without right. seeing this guy right here. Frank Marzullo, how are you, buddy?
I've been on national? Well,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
International. We saw you on the BBC,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right next to Harry and Meghan's story. That's fantastic.
You're above Harry and Meghan. Come on, man.
I'm showing them. Here's the deal. We need to get signed. I know they're coming. We need some orange or black over here. It's a lot of red, obviously.
Really?
And everywhere you walk in this city, everywhere you walk. And I got to tell you, and I'm not throwing shade, but we need to get some more banners and stuff up in Cincinnati. Some more on the city hall, on the museum. We need more. Everywhere you look around here, there's banners, there's Chiefs, there we are the champs. Congrats, Chiefs, go around. But I will say, every fan has been very, very nice. They haven't mowed me down. I'm in the Union Station right now, which is like our Union Terminal, and they just have just Chiefs picture opportunities everywhere. And so I had my Burrow jersey on with my jacket zipped up, and I just kept photobombing people walking around in their pictures with the Burrow jersey. And
they must be nice because we're not getting your ass whipped.
Yeah. Now, if you were in Philadelphia, in a couple weeks, we're playing the Super Bowl and you're doing a broadcast in Philadelphia, you're getting mugged. Okay. I'm sorry.
But Rocky and Eddie, you see me. I'm an intimidating stature.
That's true. I didn't account for the physical nature of you, that. Frank. Yes.
I was going to pull out the whoop-ass stick on Frank Marzullo. That's for sure.
That's right.
What have you been doing there? You got there the other day. What have you been doing?
You and I texted each other,
and you said you were going out for barbecue.
I've had a Q39 barbecue. Fabulous. and Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. They started in 96 in that gas station. Amazing. Beautiful barbecue. Fantastic. The burnt ends are the big thing here.
Yes, yes.
So they take the flat side of the brisket, and then they grill them and, like, char them. And so you get this, like, glazed, maple-y, sugary chitty for his job. Diehard Bengals fan. He's the only one in the neighborhood. They're retired now. He flies his Bengals flag high in Chiefs country. He said he's got a few letters from the HOA a couple times, but they haven't, you know, taken his flag down. And he actually has season tickets back in Cincinnati, and he drives back and forth or flies back and forth for every home game. That's how diehard he is.
Wow. Wow. That's big.
Yeah. That is a fan right there.
We've done that. What else did we do? Union Station is really cool. That's like their Union Terminal. That's really cool if you're coming and bringing the kids down, you know, driving over. I actually talked to a couple kids who last week went to Buffalo, and they didn't know it. Their dads picked them up from basketball practice, and they were supposed to be going to lunch. And the kids go, Dad, why are we driving, like, north? Why are our bags in the car? And they surprised them with a trip to Buffalo. And the same kid, at the end of the game, Joe Mixon came up. They were like, they went down the front row, and Joe Mixon came up and signed his ball. So that was pretty cool. Nice. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice.
With all these stories and whatnot. But yeah, so barbecue, and they got the big Bengal Gym tailgate party going on. I'm going to try to find the hotel and a big arrival. I know they have that United flight coming in here to Kansas City on Saturday.
Yeah, one is like $1,500 a pop. That new flight they made.
You could fly to the Emirates.
Yes.
Easily fly to Europe for $1,500 instead of making an hour and a half flight to Kansas City.
Jeez. Is that Comfort Plus or is that in coach? Yes. That's what, you know, do you get the free drink?
Now, Frank, let me.
No,
you
but
know,
it's been cool.
Yeah. Now, having played out there for a season, the big area, at least when I was out there, is 08, right? Like in the Stone Ages, was the Power and Light Districts. That's where, kind of happened in place. So when you set your Tinder. Radius tonight, Frank. That's where you want to make sure you get that. You cover that area, okay? Power and Light District.
You do realize, like, I got remarried in March. Everything's great.
But you're not in this. You're not in the 513 area code. It doesn't count, Frank.
That's two state lines, man.
Yeah, you're a different time zone. It doesn't count.
That is true. I'm
your wife will agree. Sure.
Love that. While she's watching all four kids, while I'm out here eating barbecue and drinking bourbon,
and singing karaoke at some upscale bar at 2 a.m.
While she had to find a babysitter on a snow day that wasn't yesterday. While she had to go work, but we're good. Dad's having mimosas over here at the Westin.
Right, exactly.
With some instant model.
What you're watching? Poor schmuck that you left behind to call the weather thing, and then their schools are being called off right and left.
Chaos.
And I mean,
I gotta tell you,
it was a light April shower.
So glad I wasn't there.
People were posting on my Facebook. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm over here at, you know, at Joe's Barbecue. But yeah, the Power and Lighting District's big. They've got there's some area over here called the Plaza. We were out at the stadium the other day, and as you know, Rocky, the stadium's like your old school stadiums in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere.
Right next to the Royals.
Yep. Which is cool, by the way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I wonder though. The downtown it's a really good town. I really like it here, but there's space. I wonder if they'll move the stadiums down here one day. I don't know, but there seems like a space that you could have it within the city. You know what else is here? Hallmark. The Hallmark base, you know, where they make the cards. Oh, their headquarters are here.
Gosh, is it made out of solid gold of charging $6 for a card?
Yeah. No, they haven't. Yes.
You go to the markdown store there. You can go there. Dude, you can buy Valentine's Day cards for the rest of your life to give to your lovely wife, and it costs you about
how big I am. I'm buying Valentine's Day cards for my wife.
$12.
The best thing I ever did, I bought a box of cards, like one of the kids' fundraisers a couple years ago. They like sell cards in a box.
Yeah.
And there was like 35 cards in there, and it was like $25 or whatever. Went to the kids' school or whatever. Still got the cards.
Nice.
I need a birthday card for Eddie. I go in there. There it is. Ready to go.
Oh, that's nice. Smart, Frank. Good job.
You know,
you're not just a pretty face. I try to get it.
Yeah.
So what are you up to tonight? What's going on besides Bengal Jim's?
Saturday. That's on Saturday.
Oh, I thought it was going on now. Finish. My bad.
No, I'm going to, after this, we're shooting something here at the museum, and then I'm going to a bar called the Whistle Stop, I believe. I have to look it up. It's on my phone. But we're going there because they that became like the Bengals bar last year after the championship game. A bunch of Bengals fans were all at this whistle stop. So we're going to go and talk with them what that was like. Do that, and then I'm going to go get myself a nice Italian dinner, a couple beverages probably, and then go to bed and wake up at, you know, it's an hour behind, so wake up at 3 a.m. to go on the news tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. When you
I know,
wake up in a different time zone and you have to do the early morning show. I did that one time, the morning show from Cabo. We started at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But he just stayed up the night before.
Like, as much as I want this team to go to the Super Bowl, I really think we're going to. I think they're going to take care of business this week. I'm thinking they're like, okay, you're going to Phoenix. And then I'm like, oh, crap. I got to get up at like 1 a.m. to do the freaking news.
You're going to be at the Super Bowl, man.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
All right. Well,
Frankie, I'll leave the missus at home again.
All right. Get back out there to eat.
Swipe
your,
left, Frank. Swipe left.
Eating your burnt ends and drinking your bourbon and carrying on and wander around downtown lost, apparently.
I will. I get it. Just that expense report. It's going to be really nice.
Yeah. Hit him really up, nice. Man. That's right.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Frank.
Hey, I'll see you guys. Bye.
Great
Bye.
Stuff.
Our good friend, Frank Marzullo, Fox 19. So there
I'm telling
is.
You, I could not turn on a TV this morning without Frank on it. It was like, you know, on the internet, like on the social media.
Well, see, look at that. If, you know, if you're a TV station, you're paying the freight for send your, well, he's kind of the weather guy, but he also hosts that morning show now.
Yeah.
So you want to get your money's worth. So send him out there, milk that cow, baby.
That's right. Just know you are going to have a fairly hefty expense bill afterward, but it's worth it.
Well, that's what he said he had to fill out the expense report. Can you imagine if they sent you and I someplace like this with an expense account? Come on, son. We wouldn't, for one thing, we wouldn't be able to work.
Yeah.
I think they're smart enough to know.
We did send you guys out there to work, you know.
I think they're smart enough to know that.
I thought we were here to take in the sights and, you know, report back at another time.
We're giving you a flavor for what's happening here.
Right.
We're boots on the ground, man. I don't know if that'll fly. We check in with traffic now. What is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, home to internationally known blood cancer physicians and researchers, the University of Cincinnati Cancer Center offers patients new and personalized treatments. Call 513-585-UCCC. A little bit of light snow coming down, mostly just wet roadways, though. So the drive around Cincy looking pretty good. There is about a minute or so of delay time headed over by Campbell on 275 westbound between 3 Mile Road and AA Highway. It's also a disabled vehicle along 7175 south right before Kyle's Lane. It's on the right shoulder. Maybe a minute or so of delay there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, then partly cloudy after midnight. Maybe some flurries and snow showers mixed in. The low of 21 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 42. Game day forecast for Kansas City on Sunday. We're looking at a game time temperature in the upper teens, maybe, but wind chills in the single digits. Weather is a service of Logan AC and Heat Services, service calls, and furnace tune-ups for just $79 this week.
When boredom, incompetence, and conformity threaten your morning, mighty Mike McConnell flies into action to bring you a super morning.
Fear not, because you've got me, Mike McConnell.
Mustering all his mighty morning muscle, he informs, he entertains, and he bedazzles with the latest news, weather, traffic, sports, investment news, interviews, and his grandest gift, his Mike McConnell wit.
How about that?
Never endure another wearisome wake-up. Let Mike McConnell make your morning super. Tomorrow morning at 5 on 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by Blindster.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and my company is Blindster.com.
I close this out right quick because there's not a whole lot more to it. But the Bengals fans ranked number one most foul-mouthed fans in the NFL, according to the British Gambler, this website. Bengals fans say they also ranked, I believe, eighth in swearing. Bengals fans, the thing that make them swear the most are bad calls by the referees. Close second, fumbles or interceptions. But, you know, not just randomly going, whatever.
Right.
And to no one's surprise, the fans that swear the most would be the New York Giants.
Yeah, it's kind of a
thing out there.
And since it's a British website, they compared it to the Premier League.
Yeah.
The fans. And it says American, the conglomerate is American football fans swear about 7.1 times per game. I'll do that on a play.
yeah, exactly.
Soccer
what
fans.
The effing F was that effing right. coach doing right there? It's the effing third down. Right, boom, there's five, I think.
Right. Premier League soccer fans in the UK swear on an average of 5.5 times per game. So,
amateurs.
Exactly. Got to pick up your game, Brits.
Yeah, come on. come on. So, look, Ed, you and I have talked about it at length this week, and one thing the Bengals have been able to do is either, you know, fairly or unfairly, I shouldn't say fairly or unfairly, but either, you know, in reality or just perceived, they've been able to pin themselves and project themselves as we're the underdog team. No one believes in us, and we're so disrespected, and you're selling tickets to the Bills-Chiefs game in Atlanta before the game's even played, blah, blah, blah. So this week's been a little different, though, because as I said yesterday, you know, the Bengals, at least yesterday, were the favored team. You got a quarterback in Mahomes who's hurt. They've beaten the Chiefs three times. It's a little hard to play the, man, we feel disrespected card. Well, right. Enter Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay. Austin, if you have the clip.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. And luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The Willie Gay clip of him talking about his thoughts on the Bengals offense.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played it a few times.
Nothing.
Okay.
Right. There you go.
How about that? What impresses you about this Bengals offense? Nothing.
right.
So that is now being put all over the facility down there at Paycor.
If you don't think that that ain't being kicked around down there, come on now.
That's right. And again, whether it's, you know, a real thing or just something they've been able to make up, it's
nothing.
Worked. Yeah.
Nothing.
If you don't think Zach Taylor ain't going to make those guys listen to that on a loop all the way to Kansas City, you'd be wrong.
I love it.
And this was in the same regard. This was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but also it was Yahoo Sports, I believe, a guy named Jay Busby. Actually, we should get him on tomorrow, maybe. Are the Bengals the NFL's next great villains? You know, basically, the whole point of this article is, you know, after being kind of a laughingstock, let's face it, for how many ever years that was. 5 years from now, when the Cincinnati Bengals have won three Super Bowls, and the entire NFL world outside Cincinnati loathes everything in orange and black, we can pinpoint point the moment when everything changed, when the Bengals went from lovable scamps to world-beating terrors.
World-beating terrors.
And one of the things he does, this one show, one throw that Burrow made up in warm-ups in the Bills game, he throws one. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
But where he twirls around?
He throws one and does a little pirouette.
That was cold. I love it.
He goes right there during warm-ups in Buffalo, an underdog against the mighty Bills amid tens of thousands of table-jumping fanatics. Bills quarterback Joe Burrow was so chilled he was flicking blind passes and pirouetting on his heels.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it, you should look it up.
Yeah, just type it in. It's everywhere. But the other thing, too, is the Bengals, especially on the defense, have become a little bit mouthy. Namely, Eli Apple on social media is, you know, throwing a little shade, as the kids call it, at Stephon Diggs and some other folks.
Oh, I saw the thing he said at Diggs.
Yeah, so he's, you know, but whatever. They're playing good. I got no problem with what they've done. It's not like me. It's not what I would do, but, you know, whatever. I always liked the fact that we had some guys on the team I was on that like to jaw a little bit.
Did anybody, did you ever look at somebody and go, dude, shut them up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's one thing. I mean, Eli Apple was, he's played well this year, but it's not like he's a perennial Pro Bowl. It's always better when those guys are the one, because then it's like, okay, that makes, you makes
got,
sense.
Right. You got game.
Right. You know, when trying to think. See, I'm trying to think. We didn't have a ton of, like, great. Like, Keith Bullock was a pretty good, you know, crap talker when I was with the Titans. And beyond that, even when after I was gone.
Who was the best you ever played against?
What, smack talker?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What was his name? Hold on, I'm trying to think. Oh, God.
Do you remember a team?
Yeah. It always seemed like the Jacksonville guys were real mouthy. That's why I never liked them.
Really?
Yeah. They were. Yeah, I just always.
That's when they were good, though.
Jimmy Smith, the wide receiver, was pretty mouthy. Yeah. Oh, what's the guy? The guy's name, Steve Smith for the Panthers.
Oh, he was, sure. I remember him. I mean, absolutely.
I mean, after every catch, it was like, I mean, always the point where it was funny. It's like, God, what's the matter with this guy? It was funny. It was like, geez, gee whiz. I'll tell you a guy who I played with, and he does a radio show down in Nashville now, Derek Mason. Okay. If you
remember
football of the, early 2000s, he was a receiver with us with the Titans, and then he wanted to play with Baltimore. And the funniest thing about D-Mace was, you know, he's from Michigan State, who's notoriously those guys always seem to talk a lot. But, like, in the locker room, he was the one leading, like, the prayer group and, you know, and before the game, and we're getting right with Jesus, and we're getting all together. Like, and then out on the field, that dude talked so much crap after every same thing, after every single ball he got. And it's like, wait, where's the Lord at and Jesus and where's he at when you were talking about that guy's mother right there?
Like, Jesus, take the wheel, baby.
Yeah. So funny. It was the best. It was like two completely different people.
Oh, man. I love that kind of stuff. We check in with traffic now. What is going on?
Of the UC Health Traffic Center, home to internationally known blood cancer physicians and researchers, the University of Cincinnati Cancer Center offers patients new and personalized treatments. Call 513-585-UCCC. Problem on 71 northbound right after Ridge Avenue. Disabled vehicle, right lane is blocked. Couple of minutes of slowdown time. Watch out for a semi-tire rolling around in the center lane on 71 northbound before Red Bank Road. Police are trying to get that corralled. Also, North Bend Road at Kirby Avenue. Reports of an accident there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, then partly cloudy after midnight. Maybe some flurries and snow showers mixed in. The low of 21 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 42. Game day forecast for Kansas City on Sunday. We're looking at a game time temperature in the upper teens, maybe, but wind chills in the single digits. Weather is a service of Logan AC and Heat Services, service calls and furnace tune-ups for just $79 this week.
Heading to Kansas City for the big game? Be sure to take us along and get all of our orange and black coverage. Listen to the 700 WLW live stream on the iHeartRadio app.
This report is sponsored by Wendy's Hot and Crispy Fries. Wendy's knows everyone hates cold, soggy fries.
$1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Cash. That's cash. Enter it now.
Just on 60 Minutes, is obesity inherited, or is that because you like potato chips a little too much?
Right, because it's always been the natural thing. Is that person morbidly obese because that's just their genetic makeup, or is it because they're, you know, eating ho-hos all day, right? That kind of, and this doctor made a case, and it was on 60 Minutes. Again, it's getting a lot of airplay. Austin, go ahead and play the clip here.
The number one cause of obesity is genetics. That means if you are born to parents that have obesity, you have a 50 to 85% likelihood of having the disease yourself, even with optimal diet, exercise, sleep management, stress management. So when people see families that have obesity, the assumption is, what are they feeding those kids?
So again, and also within that is, I think people would ask, is obesity a disease or is it a condition? Right. So in order to discuss all this, we have our good friend, as we do every Thursday at 4 o'clock, PJ Street. PJ, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
So, PJ, your thoughts, is it a choice or is it inherited?
Okay. Yeah, I got a lot to say on this, and I'm going to try to be as unbiased and as objective as I can be. Genetics may, emphasis on may, load the gun, but environment and the choices and behaviors that one then engage in due to the environment pull the trigger. Okay. Mm-hmm. Half of what Dr. Stanford said was correct. If you are born to two obese parents, you do in fact stand the likelihood, an 80% greater chance of becoming obese yourself. But why is that? Is it due to the fact that your parents have an obesity gene embedded in them that is then transferred to you, and there's nothing you can do about it? It doesn't matter if you eat 500 calories a day and exercise 5 hours a day, you're still going to be overweight or obese. Is it due to that, or is it due to the environment that you are brought up in? Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Do two obese parents, are they providing an optimal environment and making optimal lifestyle and habit choices, which are being taught and caught by their children? Is that an environment that's conducive to a child being at a healthy body weight? In my opinion, it is not. So
right. You
have to go a lot. It's not so much, okay, well, there's this obesity gene that is transferred and no one's got a shot at it, you know, it being at a healthy body weight, no matter what they do. I think it's more an environmental behavioral situation.
Well, it's also, you've heard so much about predisposition genetically from alcoholics that is passed along. And again, you have that choice. If you've seen how that was in your family and you choose to follow that line, then so be
right.
it.
But
that's
also
the way you're going to go.
Right. And that's a good example. And correct me if I'm wrong here, PJ, but in that same example Ed just gave, if you're an alcoholic and you're drinking all the time, likely you're growing up in an environment where you're seeing somebody drink a lot and it's always around,
right.
And it's in the house, it's in the kitchen, it's being
consumed
before work. Right. So it's kind of around you. So yeah, is it that molecule, that genetic code in you, or is it the fact that, God, you've just been conditioned? It's a very interesting question.
Yeah, behaviors are caught and not taught. So if you grow up in an environment to where you see these behaviors being and habits being engaged in by your parents, you're going to think that, you know, that's normal and that's how it is. Let me give you guys this fact. If this was all true, explain the fact to me. Why is it before about the 1950s obesity wasn't really a thing? Okay, it was very rare to see an obese person up until the 1950s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that point on, particularly from the 1970s on till today, obesity has skyrocketed. Now, did our genetics just randomly and suddenly change in a single generation? I don't think so. What changed is the food environment and the amount of activity that people do.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because our consumption of calories has skyrocketed over the last, 30, 40, 50 years. That can't be debated. I mean, that's been researched. It's been shown. I hear this a lot too, guys. Well, it's carbohydrates and sugar that, and not necessarily calories that are making us fat. Well, if you actually look at the data, consumption of carbohydrates and sugar over the last 30 years has gone down drastically. What's happened with obesity? It's
right.
continued to go up, and it's going to continue to go up. Okay, so I think obesity is there's so many contributing factors to why somebody is obese. It appears that genetics do, biology plays a role, but so does the environment. So does education or lack of education. So do finances. So does mental health. So to pinpoint one thing and say, you're doomed because you were born to two obese parents, I think is short-sighted and woefully
right.
irresponsible from an obesity physician who, by all accounts, is widely respected. And guys, I don't know. You know how these shows do things. They can splice things up and take things out of context and frame things a certain way. Maybe she didn't mean that, but it's certainly based on the clip that's gone viral. It kind of seems like that's what she meant, to where you don't really have any hope. You know, no matter what you do, no matter, you're just doomed. It doesn't matter.
Which to me, I guess that's the part that bothers me. And I think what we can all agree on, and given what you just said, is that it's likely a lot of factors coming together. It's a little bit of everything in different amounts for different people, right? You're predisposed to it, but also the environment, also, you know, choices you make. I guess the thing I hate about it is it kind of gives people an excuse, right? If you listen to just that clip and you hear that doctor say, well, it's 100% due to something genetically that happens to you that comes down from your parents, then it's almost like you get a pass. You're like, well, I guess I don't have to eat good and exercise or anything because I'm going to have this. So, you know, line up the terrible food. I'm just going to keep eating it versus, hey, you actually do have. I just hate when it gets pitched, no matter what the subject is, that you are not in control of your own health and of your own situation. I think that's the wrong mindset.
So, guys, let's talk about this. Switching gears just for a second, and because I know we wanted to cover this, and we don't have a lot of time today. What about these weight loss drugs that are being hyped right now?
Do they semaglutide? Right is the new one, PJ.
It's semaglutide. Yeah.
That one.
These things. If anybody, you know, I think everybody's been waiting for a pill. Well, in this case, it's an injection that you can take that will cause you to, you know, lose a lot of weight without having to do very much. It's here. And it really is. These things, these drugs are extremely effective. They can result in weight loss, you know, up to 30% of one's starting body weight. So, you know, if you're 300 pounds morbidly obese, these drugs, you know, 90-100 pound weight loss is not out of the question.
Wow.
And they're relatively safe. The side effects right now are a lot like any other pharmaceutical: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. However, to the best of my knowledge, if it's dosed properly and you start out slow with it and the dosage is ramped up, those side effects can be, you know, greatly reduced. Guys, these drugs are legitimate. I've referred out a lot of my own clients who diet and lifestyle intervention just doesn't work for whatever reason, and I've referred them out to physicians that specialize in obesity who are big proponents of these drugs, and I think they're only going to get more and more effective.
Well, PJ, as we tease this segment here with you, I had a buddy text me, Paul, said he's lost 20 pounds in about 6 weeks on the semaglutide or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
and essentially, so he says it works. Now, I guess there's not much known about, you know, it's so new, you don't know the side effects. Are you going to grow a horn between your eyes 5 years from now? We don't know. But it's an appetite suppressant, essentially, is what it is, correct?
It allows you to handle your hunger, energy, and cravings much better, the way that your gut and your brain communicates. And you basically, you become very in tune with when you've had enough to eat and when you're full and you can stop eating. Mm-hmm. And people, real quick, people say, are saying, oh, well, you know, these drugs, they don't teach anybody anything. Well, I would argue this. These drugs allow you to execute the habits that you know you need to do and that you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of these drugs, is that they allow you to do what you've always wanted to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think these drugs combined with you know, lifestyle intervention, diet and exercise combined, I mean, I think the sky's the limit.
Interesting.
PJ Street, always a pleasure, man. People want to find out more about you. Where can they go? What can they do?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yep, if I can help you out with anything fitness or nutrition related, I offer personal training, online distance coaching. You can visit my website, revivefitnesssystems.com.
Thanks,
good
buddy.
Stuff, brother. Thank you, PJ.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
EJ Streets.
So that's interesting. I mean, he's I've known PJ a long time, and he is a, you know, grit and determination. If you want to lose weight, you got to eat right. And he's saying these drugs are pretty fantastic and get results. Again, there's still the component of, I don't care what you do, you still have to eat right. You still have to exercise. But, exactly. You know, if it helps some people that are morbidly obese out and live a better life, exactly. What the hell? It's good.
Checking in with traffic now. What is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, home to internationally known blood cancer physicians and researchers, the University of Cincinnati Cancer Center offers patients new and personalized treatments. Call 513-585-UCCC. Problem, if you're headed along 71 southbound, look for heavy traffic between Taft Road and Liberty Street, about 2 or 3 minutes there. It's also going to be a tie on 75 northbound after Mitchell Avenue. Stop and go with an accident on the left shoulder. Right now, it looks like about 3 or 4 minutes, but folks are slowing down to check it out. I'm Scott Bradley, News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, then partly cloudy after midnight, maybe some flurries and snow showers mixed in. The low of 21 for tomorrow, partly cloudy and 42. Game day forecast for Kansas City on Sunday. We're looking at a game time temperature in the upper teens, maybe, but wind chills in the single digits. Weather is a service of Logan AC and Heat Services, service calls, and furnace tune-ups for just $79 this week.
This report is sponsored by the BMW Store, where passion loves company.
There are over 350 BMW centers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And Rocky coming up here at the top of the hour. How to bet these two games coming up on Sunday.
Right. And we talked about it before, but interesting how the line has switched in 24 hours.
It's
yesterday,
well,
Bengals minus
in the last
two.
72 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
It went bing, bing, bang, bing.
Bing. Yeah, now it's Chiefs minus one, I believe, is the latest I saw. So until then, Ed, how much money are you willing to spend to live forever?
Well, as much money as I've got to spend on that, and I don't have a lot, so I ain't going to live that long, apparently.
So this is look, you know, I like to be healthy as much as the next guy, right? But this guy is taking it to an entirely new level, okay? His name is Brian Johnson. He's 45 years old. He's a tech guy who's sold a company, and he's worth
and has
hundreds of millions of dollars.
Too much money.
Too much money. He is now paying more than 30 doctors at least $2 million a year to reverse or halt the aging process.
Crazy.
He says his goal is to have the brain, heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, tendons, teeth, skin, hair, bladder, other male appendage,
okay,
of an 18-year-old. Wow. Don't we all?
Really?
yeah. So
well, I'm going to come up with $2 million then.
So how is he doing this? Okay, so here's his regimen. Everybody buckle in for this. He eats exactly 1,977 vegan calories a day. Exercises an hour a day, high intensity, 3 times a week. Sleeps at the same time every night after 2 hours of wearing glasses that block blue light.
Okay.
As his glasses, before he goes to bed, 2 hours before the bed, boom. These glasses that block the blue light, and then he goes to bed at the exact same time.
So he's not watching TV or anything like
that? Not while the blue light's on.
Well, he's not looking at his computer screen, in other words.
Right. He's not flipping, scrolling Insta.
Right. No, he ain't, okay.
Like you are at night.
Are you, that ain't what I'm scrolling.
Yeah, I know. he also, blood tests throughout the year, MRIs, ultrasounds, colonoscopies, plural, which I think is funny.
Now you're just getting into something you like.
And takes 2 dozen supplements and medicine. Here's a quote. There's a regime and series of measurements for every last part of Johnson's body. He's taken 33,537 images of his bowels. He's discovered that his eyelashes are shorter than the average, and he's looked into the thickness of his carotid artery. He blasts his pelvic floor with electromagnetic pulses to improve muscle tone in hard-to-reach places, and has a device that counts the number of nighttime arousals he has. Of late, he's been presenting as a teenager in that regard as well. Daily, he measures his weight, body mass index, body fat, monitors his waking body temperature, blood glucose, heart rate variations, and oxygen levels while sleeping. He's undergoing a fairly constant stream of blood, stool, and urine tests, as well as whole body MRIs, ultrasounds, plus regular tests aimed more specifically at his kidneys, prostate, thyroid, and nervous system. To repair sun damage to his skin, Johnson applies 7 daily creams and gets weekly acid peels and laser therapy, and he's begun staying out in the sun to improve hearing in his left ear, which he was damaged while he was hunting. He does sound therapy, where he tests the limits of frequencies he can hear, and blah, 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 blah. So, this is insane, right? At what point are you not even, are you not living? You're
well, exactly.
Living to persist, not actually living your life.
And, well, who wants to live that long if you're going to live like that?
Yeah, that's a drag.
Well, but he's the kind of guy, you know, it's a 40-year-old marathon runner dropping dead one day when he's walking down the street.
Yeah, healthiest guy-looking guy in the world, boom. He's the one that's going to go. So, I don't know. At some point, I mean, the guy's got to be a sociopath than us.
Well, that's kind of what – that's Howard Hughes stuff right there, man.
Right. Yeah.
How nuts that guy was.
Yeah.
But he wasn't trying to live. He just didn't give him.
He was just nuts.
he was just period. Right. See, here's the thing. Think about this. If you are super rich like this guy, you're eccentric. If I do it, I'm crazy.
Crazy, yeah. Well, that guy's just got too much money. If all of a sudden, yeah, you're doing it, I'm like. Right. We need to get a doctor over to Ed's house.
Right, we need to get somebody,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, talk to Deb.
Something's up.
It's time to put him out to pasture. Right. We've made the decision, Ed.
Get the butterfly net out and reel him in. So, Rocky, maybe you've heard about these betting services that have come online.
Oh, yeah.
There's a, I don't know, one or two around, it seems.
Yeah, BetMGM.
And
sign up for it now.
And of course, FanDuel. and everybody else, Willie probably has 4 of them. But anyways, this kid, and a lot of them they're getting you involved, but the $5 bet.
Oh, yeah.
And given their whatever, $100, $200, $500, whatever the hell it is, to get you enticed if you make the $5 bet to get you involved. Well, this kid in Indiana made a $5 bet that, so he's picking, you know, he's doing the prop bets.
Mm-hmm.
First player to score. So he bets on Travis Kelce of the Chiefs to score first in that game. He did. So he's like, okay, I'm going to switch around and I'm looking around. So he checked out the Eagles-Cowboys game. So he says, okay, I'm going to take Goedert from the
Dallas Goedert, tight end. Yeah, he was betting on the tight ends to score, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all, yeah. No, it wasn't because it was Jamar Chase. He bet on him as well.
Okay.
He bet on the Goedert from the Eagles. And he's like, well, I let it ride on Jamar Chase.
Hit winner. That one. Yep.
He had one left.
Oh, no.
The Cowboys. He bet on Dalton Schultz, the Cowboys. And he scored first.
Yep.
On that $5 bet that he let ride and parlayed, he won $72,795.
God.
Not bad.
See, but that's the gambling gods saying, we got this guy hooked for life now.
Well, that's...
Everybody who plays, you know it. Everyone who plays blackjack, the first time you win, you're like, this is easy.
Right.
Yep.
That's what I was going to say, because I was thinking the same thing, because you and I are always talking about playing blackjack.
I hate them.
And it is. The first time, you know, you get one of those hands where you're splitting.
Yeah, splitting. This, and
then
you doubling,
have, then you're splitting that. Yeah. You double that.
Sick. You got 8 different hands you ain't played. Right. Yeah.
You've got all this, you know, maybe you're playing, you started with $10. Now you've got $80 on the table.
Yeah.
Things are getting interesting.
So, things get a little tight. Your eyes start to pucker up a little bit. Woo.
And man, when you rake all that money in, exactly what you said, you're going, this is a piece of cake. Yeah. I'm going to retire. I'm just going to do this.
When you rake in the money, but usually it's the opposite. Now, anybody listening to this, tell me if this is not, if you've played blackjack before, if you've played it, you know, like multiple times, tell me that you've not experienced this. It's like, you know, the time where, like, say you're playing with red chips, right? $5, but you're like, you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm going to throw the 25 out there. Yeah. And then what happens? You get two aces and you got to split them.
Oh, yeah.
And then exactly. What happens? Then you got to split them again. And like, you should be happy, but part of you is like, God, why do I have the big bet out there when I'm splitting all and doubling and doing all this?
I swear to you, that has happened. I can't believe you brought that up because that totally has happened to me.
Oh,
where you've got, times. I've been, you know, maybe you win 20 bucks here, and then so you win a few of those 20 buck hands, say.
Yeah.
Then that's when you throw the 25 out there, and then all of a sudden you're looking at 200 bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
You got this, double bucks, that, do this, you know, sideways that. And that's when that's when you pucker up, son, right there.
That's what gets the blood flowing, though, Ed. I live for those moments.
As long as that free scotch is flowing.
Yeah,
though,
that's
baby.
Right. That's also why I don't play blackjack anymore, because I say I live for those moments, but it actually kills me.
The first time I went to Vegas, and this was late 80s, that's when they still had trays of cigarettes on the blackjack table. You know, you got the girls going around bringing you the free drinks, and you just reach over and pick up a Marlboro, and the dealer would light it for you.
Good old days, man.
Right on,
come
man.
On.
It was like, I feel like I was in the Rat Pack or something. I'm like, where's Sinatra? I want to talk to him.
Give me another menthol. All right.
We check in with traffic now. What is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, home to internationally known blood cancer physicians and researchers, the University of Cincinnati Cancer Center offers patients new and personalized treatments. Call 513-585-UCCC. Problem if you're headed along 71 northbound after Ridge Avenue. Watch out for a disabled semi. It's off of the right shoulder, but folks slowing down to check it out. 75 northbound after Mitchell Avenue. Accident on the left shoulder there. And it's going to be slow traffic if you're headed along 7175 southbound between Fort Washington Way at 12th Street, Pike Street, about 2 or 3 minutes of delay time there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, then partly cloudy after midnight, maybe some flurries and snow showers mixed in. The low of 21 for tomorrow, partly cloudy and 42. Game day forecast for Kansas City on Sunday. We're looking at a game time temperature in the upper teens, maybe, but wind chills in the single digits. Weather is a service of Logan AC and Heat Services, service calls and furnace tune-ups for just $79 this week.
It's Rocky Boy. It's Lance McAllister.
Football!
And it's a whole lot of orange and black during the Roundtable Show. Tonight at 6 on 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
This report is sponsored by Blindster.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I sell custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters that are easy to install at prices.
And $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Bonus. That's bonus. Enter it now.
All right, back with Eddie and Rocky. And Rock, here it is, Thursday before Championship Sunday.
That's right. For a lot of people's money, the greatest football weekend of the year. Get four great teams, two great matchups. And one of them, Ed, we got to ask our guy Jason about this. If you saw the line yesterday,
yes. The
line of the Bengals-Chiefs game was Bengals, I think, -2.5. Today it's Chiefs plus or well, Chiefs minus one.
Yeah.
So what do the Sharks know about that ankle of Patrick Mahomes that we don't?
Well, we'll get to that game second with our guy Jason Hoffman, sports editor from the Cincinnati Inquirer, Cincinnati.com. And Jason, like Rock just said, two great games this weekend because obviously, the city's concentrated on, you know, the AFC game. But that NFC game is going to be pretty damn good.
Absolutely. This is a matchup of the, you know, this championship weekend, as Rocky said, is the best weekend for football. And this year we finally have the two best teams in both conferences, and I don't even think you can argue it, going against each other. The Eagles and 49ers should be a slugfest. The Eagles have the best offensive and defensive line in football, but the 49ers have the best defense in football overall. And they have Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, looking to be the first ever rookie to go to a Super Bowl. It should be incredible.
It should be.
Rookie quarterback, I should say.
Yeah, I was reading some things on the Eagles today, and first of all, they're first in the NFL in sacks by like a ton, right? I think they have like 76. The next closest is the Chiefs at 55.
Wow.
They got 17 players on their team that are Pro Bowlers or Pro Bowler alternates. Got Jalen Hurts at quarterback, who's cheap and very good. I mean, Jason Wright, I mean, this is a very, very good Eagles team, especially when Jalen Hurts is feeling his best.
It is. And, you know, this is way better. And I know some, like Pat Brennan, who works for me, will probably say this, but probably mad at me for this. But this is the best Eagles roster ever. And it's not even close. Even when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, this roster is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, talk about a little bit about the 49ers, though, because I guess the main headline, of course, is Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft out of Iowa State. You know, he doesn't look the part, like he doesn't look like Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or even Patrick Mahomes, but the dude gets it done. I covered him in college. He's a fantastic player, and he's continuing that in the NFL. But what are some things, in your opinion, he has to do against this Eagles defense?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
So he's got to be himself, right? Mm-hmm. He can't try to play outside of what he does. Basically, what he is, in my opinion, is a more mobile version of Jimmy Garoppolo that adds a separate element. So Jimmy Garoppolo can run that offense the 49ers do, which is amazing, by the way. Kyle Shanahan is a genius. Mm-hmm. He can run that offense effectively. He can score enough points to win. But Brock Purdy brings that extra element of escapability that Garoppolo doesn't have because he's a little older, a little slower. And he gets outside. He makes those throws on the edges. And the Eagles are going to have to contain that because if he does that, he can be very dangerous.
But don't you guys think that, considering a rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, blah, 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 that this Eagles team is going to come after this kid hard?
They can do that, but Shanahan's going to scheme against that.
Okay.
Kyle Shanahan has this guy called Christian McCaffrey,
who's a
little wizard
there is that
when
guy.
He gets the ball in his hand.
Yeah, my wife
so
also
can,
has a huge crush on
him.
Is that right?
Yeah, right. No, you're right. He does a very good job of scheming against that, and when you got that guy running the ball, all things are on the table.
So we're talking about the over on that game. I'm seeing 46.5. What are you guys seeing?
I personally, I like the under in that game.
It's
going to be cold. It's going to be wet. Last week we saw the 49ers offense struggle against that Dallas defense. I think it's similar, but I think the 49ers defense also stifles A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts and that Eagles offense enough that I think the under is what covers in this game. I see it honestly as a 24 to 21 game, 45 total points scored.
Interesting. All right, Jason, let's get on the big game here, obviously, as it pertains to Cincinnati. And as I mentioned at the top of the segment here, very interesting, right? Yesterday, Bengals were, I believe, 2 or 2.5 point favorites. Now, 24 hours later, the Chiefs are 1-point favorites. And I have to imagine a lot has to do with Andy Reid's description of Patrick Mahomes' ankle and, you know, seeing him at the podium and everyone, you know, breaking down the film of him walking from the podium to the back door. And a lot was gathered from that, apparently. But is that, I guess that's the big reason, right, for that point total switch?
It is. It's also the money. So as soon as the Mahomes high ankle sprain came out, it was Chiefs -1.5. Then the high ankle sprain concerns came out. Ton of money went to the Bengals. So they shift the line back to 2.5, Bengals minus 2.5, which is a huge shift for a championship weekend game. That's a 3-point shift. You almost never see that. And then, boom, yesterday, a video comes out of Patrick Mahomes stretching, walking out of the press conference, looking his normal self.
Yeah.
The money comes back, and the line goes back to Chiefs minus 1.5. So basically, we've reset. I've seen this as a game where you play the money line regardless. I hate 1.5-point lines personally. I just don't like them. So I would back, even if I lost the juice and I like the Chiefs, I would back the Chiefs to win outright. Similarly, I would like the Bengals to win outright if I like the Bengals. They're currently minus 105. The Chiefs are minus 115 to win. So, the line shift this week has been weird because of the injury, but there's been a ton of money in play.
Very interesting.
Now, is this game being bet heavier than the other game, or would you say it's 50-50?
No, the current line that I've seen, or the current handle that I've seen, is Bengals-Chiefs is overwhelmingly getting more bet than 49ers-Eagles. And curiously enough, according to Greenline from Pro Football Focus, which monitors the total amount bet and the total tickets, the Bengals still have the majority of money and tickets bet on them in this game.
Interesting. To me, Jason, and I've been saying this all day, though, I guess what worries me is, I mean, say it out loud. Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow will beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes 4 straight times, twice in Arrowhead. It's on this realm of possibilities. That seems like a very tall tent. Now, I've done it 3 in a row. It has nothing to do with this game, but it's just like, at some point, does the cosmos say, man, we got one of the best coaches of all time, best quarterbacks of all time, in the Bengals? They can't beat the Bengals? I mean, nothing, not taken away from it. You guys get what I'm saying here. It's just, it's tough to beat a team twice in a row, let alone 4 times in a row.
And that's why I love what Zach Taylor said on Monday. Obviously, we don't cheer from the press box. He was asked that on Monday. And his response was, we haven't beat them 3 times in a row. We're not worried about that. We just got to beat them 1 time. And it's a 1-game week. And the singular focus on that, I like. And yes, I agree, Rocky. It's very hard. Andy Reid is a mad scientist with offense. But Zach Taylor, that team that he took into Buffalo last week, if they play like that, there's not a team in the NFL that can beat them.
No, Eagles,
they
49ers,
bullied the Buffalo Bills.
Agreed. Yep, agreed. Yeah.
All right.
So if they show up like that this week, they absolutely can win. And I honestly, I'm taking them because, like I said last week, I can't bet against Joe Burrow until he shows me he can lose in the AFC playoffs.
We've been talking about the Bengals playing with a chip on their shoulders, guys. But do you think the Chiefs have been seeing all this hubbub about, the Bengals are, if they play like last week, the Chiefs don't have a chance? Do you think this is a good football team now? They're going to come into this game feeling disrespected and start trying to kick some ass.
Well, what I think, and again, we've been talking about this, Jason, all day, is it's almost like the Chiefs now can adopt that persona of being the team no one believes in, right?
Exactly.
Because, Patrick Mahomes is hurt. It's like they have nothing to lose, right? If they lose this game, everyone's going to say, okay, yeah, the Bengals were a great team, but, man, shucks.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes wasn't healthy, wasn't himself. Okay, so hell, they're going to go just let it loose, which I think the mental side of things is certainly a big part of the game. So we shall see. I'm taking the Bengals for what you just said, Jason. If they play that way they did against Buffalo, which in some respects has a better team than Kansas City, right? I think Buffalo maybe might have a better defense backfield than Kansas City does. So for that reason, I'm taking the Bengals.
All right. How about the over on this one? It's 47.5. Is it going to be that kind of a high scoring game? I don't know. You guys tell me.
Single digit weather, the wind will be blowing. I don't think so.
Yeah. It's supposed to be cold.
I hate to say I'm going to take another under, but I just don't see 50 points, 48 points being scored in this game. I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem that way. Especially if that Chiefs offense can't get firing if Mahomes isn't fully healthy.
All right, with that, Jason, thanks so much, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. You take care. Let's enjoy some football this weekend.
Oh, no doubt.
Great stuff, Jason. Thanks, buddy.
Jason Hoffman, the sports editor from the Cincinnati Inquirer, Cincinnati.com. So away we go.
Away we go, man. I'm excited. I mean, I know everybody in this town's excited. We feel like we got a, you know, but the Bengals are a team that's playing as good as any Bengals team in history. Chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
Playing well when it matters. It's do or die time now.
Let's check in with traffic. What is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, home to internationally known blood cancer physicians and researchers, the University of Cincinnati Cancer Center offers patients new and personalized treatments. Call 513-585-UCCC. A couple of closures around the area, including Colerain Avenue, both north and south between Labor Street and Rayburn Drive. That shut down because of an accident. Kirby is going to be the best road to jump on to get around that. Also, Clough Pike is closed both east and west between Bach Buxton Road and Olive Branch Road. That shut down because of an accident. Shaler Road or Ohio Pike is going to be the alternate there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, then partly cloudy after midnight. Maybe some flurries and snow showers mixed in. The low of 21 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 42. Game day forecast for Kansas City on Sunday. We're looking at a game time temperature in the upper teens, maybe, but wind chills in the single digits. Weather is a service of Logan AC and Heat Services, service calls, and furnace tune-ups for just $79 this week.
This report is sponsored by Plumtite.
Plumtite. All right, back with Eddie and Rocky. And Rock, now we're talking about COVID being the scourge of the earth and scorching America coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to be apparently solvable by a flu shot. We'll see.
I guess. Or they're going to start mandating that, I guess, you know, Americans have to receive an annual, or not have to, but are recommended to see to like get a flu COVID shot every sort of year here, which is going to inflame a lot of people, I think. Joining us right now from ABC is Ann Flaherty. Ann, what is the latest with this?
So what they're talking about is just how often people should get the COVID shot. They're talking about one shot once a year for everyone, and this would replace the current recommendation that a person get two shots a few weeks apart and then a booster every few months. You know, I think it's worth pointing out that the FDA and the CDC aren't regulatory agencies or enforcement agencies that, or rather enforcement agencies that are going to mandate any of this. Mm-hmm. What their goal really is to look at the data that's out there that says, at what point, you know, how far along can you be away from your most recent vaccine and then be vulnerable to that virus? And that's important to a lot of people who, you know, want to protect their health or potentially, you know, might be more vulnerable to it, immunocompromised and so forth.
And without getting into the, you know, the things that there's been a lot of talk about with heart issues and with folks that have gotten the jab and all that. One of the things I've seen, though, is it always seems like whatever COVID shot there is, the next variant that pops up, it doesn't work against that one. So then you got to get, it's kind of like the flu, it always happens with the flu vaccine, but this almost seems like it's worse for the COVID vaccine. Whatever vaccine you get, then the new variant pops up and it doesn't work on that one.
Well, you know, I would say it's not so much the difference of the COVID vaccine versus the flu vaccine. This is a different virus. And we've seen that because this virus is global and it's rapidly mutating, we knew this was going to happen. When you have variants of a virus, it learns how to evade people's immunity, and immunity, whether they get it through natural infection or through the vaccine. So I think that that's something that you're going to see with an aggressive virus like of COVID. And, you know, you had mentioned the health, the heart issues, and I do think it's important to point out that you know, I've spent 2 years leading our COVID coverage on this. And one of the things that has always been said to me over and over and over again is, you know, we did see those myocarditis cases in young men with the vaccine because we had a very good surveillance system. Most of them were mild. They resolved themselves without any treatment. What we're seeing when people are exposed to the virus were cardiac problems that exceeded in number compared to those with the vaccines. So talking to doctors, they say, absolutely, when we look out across our patients, what we're seeing, the people who are showing up who are needing serious treatment, they are the ones who are unvaccinated. We heard that over and over again.
Right. But there are issues of seemingly younger and younger people, you know, having heart issues that you never seem to have. There's data that backs that up. And who knows if there's a tie or not. I think there's so much about COVID. We don't really know what affects, what it doesn't. But I think a lot of people would say, you know, given the data and knowing who it affects mostly, who it doesn't affect, if, you know, and look, talk to your doctor, right? If your doctor says you are someone who's susceptible to it, then you should get the vax. But if you're not, then you probably don't need the vax.
Right. Well, I mean, to be clear, though, I do think it's important to point out that we don't have data that suggests that people are suddenly having cardiac events now that they didn't have before the COVID vaccine. There is no data on that. So people do die. They die young, and for any reason. I mean, the thing that I was like,
is it fair to say though that, like, again, with this being a, you know, mRNA vaccine that we don't know enough about it. We don't know, you know, exactly all the effects. I mean, you know, polio vaccines took decades to really understand exactly what the impact was on them, and this is we're talking about a year and a half here.
Well. We aren't just talking about a year and a half, because it's actually been in development for a long time, and they've used it for in different ways. So, you know, a good analogy might be, you know, I'm not a video gamer, but like a Game Boy, and you swap out and you do a different cartridge. So, you know, we know how vaccine technology works because we've been studying it since the days of smallpox. And we know that if you have an adverse effect, it's within those first 3 months. It's your immune system responding in a way that, you know, might be an adverse impact. We've never seen long-term impacts with vaccines in general. So, you know, we don't know what we don't know. That is 100% true. The only thing we can do as mere mortals is look at the evidence in front of us, look at the data and say, well, okay, what we can do is we can look at, we know if there's a reaction, a bad reaction, it always happens almost immediately. That is what we've learned about vaccines in the past 100 years. mRNA vaccines, we've been studying this for a very, very long time. Yes, the cartridge is new, the instructions of it are new, but the technology is not brand new. So we can look at that and say, you know, a reasonable person would say this is probably safer. And again, going back to the hospitals and back to the doctors, they're not really treating a lot of people with vaccines. They're treating people who've been vaccinated. They're treating people who are largely unvaccinated or are several months away from their recent shot.
All right. With that, Ann, we will let you go. Thanks so much for talking to us.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ann Flaherty from ABC News.
Ask the people in the 60s that had the thalidomide drug, right? And it doesn't cause anything, nothing wrong, and all the birth effects that came from it. All I'm saying is, this is the thing about, if we've not learned this about COVID and the COVID vaccine, is if your doctor tells you that you are someone who should probably get it because of this and this and this, you know, pre-existing condition, then you should get it. But if you don't have those things, you probably don't need it, right? So it's the pushing by the CDC and the recommendation, and how horribly, Ed, they handled that whole deal and all the lies they've told. It's now they're asking you, you know, just trust us on this one. And people aren't going to trust them because they ruined their credibility with how they dealt with COVID. So people aren't going to get the COVID vaccine in mass, because we knew all along that, you know, things were said that weren't exactly true. And the evidence is coming out now.
All right. And with that, let's get to traffic. What is going on?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.